Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you enjoyed Valentine's Day last Sunday. Hope you spent time with your loved one. I hope y'all express y'all emotions on how y'all feel about each other. Today, start for process. You might be able to tell a second at the beginning of the show. Please take care of your health. Please take care of your health. Please get physical. Please watch what you eat. I know you say my grandmama don't cook like this, so I'm going to cook like this too. Please stop that. Too many people have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, or diabetic. They're poor health, poor circulation, and it's due to what you're eating. I know you said, well, I eat certain fast food that is healthy. Can I tell you a little secret? I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been cooking for a long time. There is no such thing as healthy fast food. It's certain items on the menu that is healthy, but for overall, there is no such thing as healthy fast food. If you get like a salad or something, that's cool. Tuna, that's cool. Salmon, that's cool. French fries, not so cool. It takes your body 30 days to process French fries. I'm just going to throw that out in 30 days. It takes your body a while to break down beef as well. I'm going to throw that out there as well, too. And processed foods, you know, like ham, salami, all that good stuff, some of that stuff is GMOs, genetically modified food. That means it's not natural. I know you listen to the ads. I know people market it, strategy. But I'm telling you, stick with your vegetables and certain protein to be successful on your way to success. I know sometimes you want to eat something different. I understand that. Portion size is also very important. Please note that. Please take care of your health because your body is. If you don't take care of your body gonna take care of you. In other words, you won't get sick, you're gonna have to spend all this money on medication, and stress will leave. Medication don't solve the problems. Sometimes they create more problems. Because believe it or not, there's herbs, there's natural herbs for everything that can go wrong with your body. There's herbs for that, there's spices for that, believe it or not. I know you don't think so, but these companies, pharmaceutical companies, they care about their bottom line, not your health. So be wise in well-doing. Drink a whole lot of water. Drink natural juices. Do not think soda. I know you got to think of soda, I understand. But limit your consumption of soda. Plain sugar is bad for you. I'm going to have to put that out there for you. It's illegal in some countries to even have colon cancer because it's so bad. Just know that I'm here for you because you listen to the show. And please spread the word to your people about the show. Don't keep it to yourself. Word to the, we have to help each other to grow. Word to the wise. Let's be good with this. Let's use understanding and wisdom in all that we do and not be emotional about all the choices that we make. I would like to give a shout out to Ruby Weldon Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, Jay, to my nieces and to my nephew. I'd like to give a shout out to everyone that listened to the show. Thank you for listening. If you want to be a guest caller, the number is 646-915-9134. Once again, if you want to be a guest caller, the number is 646-915-9134. If you have any questions or feedback you want to share with me or any show topic that you would like me to cover, I'll be glad to do it. And my email address is WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, you can email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ChefRamonWeldon.com. You'll find recipes there. Today's recipe is chocolate chicken. Glazed carrots, today's drink, strawberry daiquiri, today's dessert, banana pudding cake. You can also find recipes on weldonramon.blogspot.com. I also have recipes there. I hope you enjoy today's food for the soul thoughts. What is your value system? What do you believe in? When I say your value system, what is valuable to you? What's your fiber in your being? So that's going to tie into today's subject. What is the worth? What is the value? And we're going to get on into that in like a minute or two. So I hope you enjoy the show. Keep your head up, never give up. Okay, what's up, people? How you doing? I know some people have been getting their refund checks back from state and federal. I know some people get back up to $10,000 back, which is a good thing. But can I share a secret with you? When you get that kind of money back from your refund or whatever, be smart and fruitful. Be smart and plant the right seeds into your life to grow. What I'm saying is, don't spend your money out clubbing, partying, drinking, showboating, getting high, trying to buy the bar out, strip clubs. Please be careful how you spend every cent that you get back. Because you want to get this money one time a year. And I know you're thinking, well, it's my money. I work hard for it. Or you think the government just writes you a magic check for this money. No. Can I tell you a secret about life? Rich people, I'm saying it over and over on the show. I'm going to tell you this one about life. Rich people do not make other rich people rich. Poor people make rich people rich. You say, why? Really? I'm telling you what I know for real talk. Rich people are very disciplined and not so emotional spenders. They're not going to buy a brand new car just because they got a refund check back. No, no, no. They're going to keep their same old car for a minute. But see, poor people or people that don't have, they like to showboat or show that they got it or they want to show that they're blessed. But you don't have to show, you are blessed without having to show anything for it. Make your money count. Don't go to Rent-A-Center or Rent Own Rims or places like that, you know, just, you know, to show that I'm a baller, shot caller, I'm big timing. You are not. Because once you get this money, once you spend it, it don't come back. So what I'm trying to say is plant a seed with your money. Let it grow. Don't spend it because you got it. I mean, don't do that every day because you got money in the bank, because before you had this money, you was not eating out. So while all of a sudden you get a few dollars in your pocket, you swap in your car everywhere you go. You eat out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You eat big. You're going to Red Lobster and Outback in the same day. I don't understand why. You eating steaks and lobster tails and crab legs and oysters, and you eating real big for a month. But you back when you started from last year at this time, because you keep making the same vicious mistake, or you in the same vicious cycle over and over again. You're not thinking before you do. Like I said, be wise and well doing, because you got it, still don't spend it. Just keep it aside. Don't even put that in your budget. Because that's what people do. They get this money, they put it in their budget. So they go out and get brand new furniture, big TVs. They eat out every day. They go shopping. They get their hair done, hair did, get brand new nails, get their foot done. You know, you're doing the most. You don't take time to say, you know, I need to think about my retirement. No, 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 you don't care about that. You don't think about the kids' college fund. Oh, no, no, that ain't, I'm going to buy my kids some Jordans. So you guys are going to spend $200-something for a pair of shoes, but you want to set aside $200-something for a rainy day. I don't get that. Not only do you buy a little pair of Jordans, because you got a couple of kids, you buy about 3 or 4 pair. You don't spend all this money in shoes. Oh, Lord Jesus. You don't spend all this money in shoes. You don't stop there. You don't think about going to Goodwill, you know, to get good pants. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you're too good for Goodwill. But you go to the mall and you buy $30 and $40 pair of jeans. For, I'm just saying, this is what you're doing. You spend all this big money on nothing. You don't stretch it. You don't maximize it. You just borrow till I fall, because I got it. But, boo-boo, what happens when all the money goes? You don't spend to your last dollar. You spend to the last drop. You don't spend till you can't spend no more. 2 months later, you're back where you started from. You didn't plant any seeds. You didn't invest in nothing. You didn't try to buy, get a class to get a better job. You know what I'm saying? You didn't do nothing. You didn't invest in nothing but stuff to prove that I'm successful. You try to wear your wealth. Wear, I mean, like I said, you got nice clothes. You got the J's on your feet. You got the nice Gucci bag, Prada bag, MK bags. You know what I'm saying? You looking dapper. You shopping in a tax. You smoothing on a bullet. You got it together. You eating out good. You spending good. But, Lord, if my people which are called by my name, will humble themselves. And they said, wisdom, and my people perish because of the lack of wisdom. You're not being wise in nothing that you do at all. You're blowing as fast as you get it. Like I say, spend some money in some classes. Better yourself. Put yourself in a position to get a better job. That's more important than anything. Growing, not staying the same or going backwards. I mean, it's easy to do it. People do it all the time. Every other time, they do the same exact thing over and over again. I don't get it. Why is that? If you want to be a guest, call me at the number 646-915-9934. If you want to be a guest, call me at the number again at 646-915-9934. Email me with questions or feedback at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. I'm going to do it one more time so you know sometimes I might talk a little fast. The guest calling number, 646-915-9934. Hit me up on my email at weldonr112@gmail.com. What I'm saying is, always try to grow from where you're at. You do not always want to stay the same. We weren't designed to be impoverished or not to have. What's the difference between somebody that's wealthy and you? It's the principle of faith. It's all about how your emotions are tied in. See, sometimes when you got to... Hello? So you have to be great. I mean, you have to be great. You have to be prosperous. It takes time to get to the top. It doesn't happen overnight. What is it take? Write down a list of what's important and what you think is important, because it's two different lists, wants and needs. You might need a pair of shoes, but you do not need a pair of Jordans. You might need a pair of pants, but you don't need, what's it, Red Monkey jeans? You might need some shirts, but you don't always have to have polo shirts. What I'm saying is, list what's valuable. And how can I make my money grow? How can I get the most value for each dollar that I spend? That's all I'm trying to say is, don't go out here and put so much money down on a brand new car, because you know what? You still got to pay payment. You still got to buy gas. You still got to get car insurance. You still got to do all that other stuff. You got to, in other words, count the cost. A wise man count the cost to be the boss. People that have money just don't do and don't have a plan on how they're going to get their money back, a return on their investment. You never seen that happen before. So they're not going to do that. They're not going to spend, well, Kanye West. I ain't going to talk about him like that. You're not going to invest so much money and then talk about, can somebody lend me the money back? He didn't have a plan. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Kanye West, because he asked Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, to loan him some money on Twitter. See, first of all, can I say something? Because I'm just going to get and say what I got to say anyway, because it's my show, and I can say what I feel. It's just my opinion. First of all, when you take on a business venture, that big, you got to account everything in that venture. You just don't spend so much money on some clothes and hope that people buy them. See, Kanye West is very arrogant, very cocky, very conceited. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there because that's just him. He said because he got a gift, He does have a gift. He's good at what he do. But just like don't think everything all the way through. First of all, you didn't. Can I say something? If you're going to ask somebody to invest in you, you do not put it on Facebook or Twitter. You have a meeting with that person, a model or model. You have a meeting behind closed doors. You make some contracts. That's how you handle that. Why in the world would you go on Facebook or Twitter, shout this man out, can he lend you some money because you broke, because you $54 million in a hole? First of all, he's a businessman. He's not going to respond to him. He ain't going to respond to it. Because you want to know why? Because Kanye West shows how ignorant he really is. He shows how stupid he really is. Yes, he's stupid. He's an idiot. He's a moron. You do not go out here and spend so much money talking about it was well worth it, but you broke, or you claim that you don't have it. So you call up another man named him. How do you know you want to be bothered with your foolishness? Because you know everything you do, you put it on Twitter, you put it on Facebook, your relationship policy, you put it on everything. You don't keep money to yourself. That man is not going to be bothered with you, Kanye West, because you're an idiot. You talk too much. Sometimes that'll say you talk too much, and you never shut up. Well, Kanye, you talk a little bit too much. We're sick of you and your mouth. Your mouth is your problem. Be a man for once. Suck it up. Stay at the meter for once in your life. And get your act together. Ain't nobody got time for you and your stupid ways. Because you didn't count the cost to be the boss. You just went out and spend like you always do. And guess what happened? You're embarrassing yourself and your wife and your kids. You are married, man with kids. Yes. Yes, you are, Kanye. The last time we checked southwest and east-west and northeast, southeast, up and down, north, down, whatever. Whatever direction you name your children, you got kids. Stop embarrassing yourself, man. Stop looking stupid. Grow up. Be wise in well-doing. For real. Don't be so crazy. Taking that. Rich people got problems too. Yeah, everybody got problems. But that's up to you. Either sit in your little red wagon, push it or pull it, or whatever you want to do. That's up to you, Kanye West. And to all the people, what I'm saying is, what is the worth? What is the value of what you're doing? See, there's an example of some idiot that made a whole bunch of money and didn't know what to do with it. Now, he had you married with another man by his money. You know how stupid you are, and I'm not being a racist, and I'm not going to say the word. I want to say it, but I'm not going to do it. Please don't tell me, but you know how dumb you sound. You telling this man about his money. You watching this man's wallet. You know how I'm not, every time I think about the foolishness on Twitter or Facebook and Kanye West, once again, making yourself look like a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk, jerk, jerk. You're a jerk. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, you're a jerk. I would say you're a horse's ass, but that's not my place to call you a horse ass, because who am I to call you an ass? That's not my call. But we all know that you got problems, man. Grow up. Just use some common sense, man. You don't see people to buy your clothes. Yeah, them clothes are like slave gear. Ain't nobody trying to dress up as 12 years a slave. Who is buying these clothes for you? Yourself? Your clothes are ugly. You should have talked to a designer or something. I mean, because you're good in one thing, that don't mean you're good in all things. Poor little Tank, he just thought he was going to make some clothes and people was going to buy them. But nobody wants to look like a slave. I see the clothes, they're ugly. U-G-L-Y, ugly. There's no style to none of that. So you actually thought people were going to walk around looking like slaves? Really? 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 How you thought such a thing? Your clothes were sickening. Dude, you were sickening. But anywho, we're going to go on with the show, and we're going to do a recap. We're going to rewind from the beginning to now. Please take care of your health. Eat fresh fruit, vegetables. Watch the potato chips, the little Debbie snacks, the desserts, the sugary stuff. Please watch your cold syrup intake. Eat healthier, exercise, drink plenty of water. Be as wise as your money that you're spending, because you're not going to get this money every month. It's just a once-year thing when it comes to your tax refund, state and federal. So you want to plant the right seeds to make it grow. You want a return on your investment. If they don't make a return on your investment, don't waste your money. Remember that. If you don't get a return on every dollar you spend, then you blow it for no reason. That means do not buy the buyout. That means no partnering. No strip clubs. No high priced pocketbooks. Party. No parties. I got a bad cold. It's gonna cut my behind. Oh yeah, if you got a bad cold, I took some Tylenol severe cold and flu. I've been taking it since Sunday. Yo, get some hot tea, some honey, and some lemon. Real talk. Some hot tea, some lemon, periodically. It's good for your health. It helps get some of the mucus out your body. So that's why I call the cold mucus. So be a guest caller at 646-915-9934. Hit me up on email, WLDONR112@gmail.com. Hope you enjoyed the short note. Plant good seed. Do your word. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Remember, love breaks every chain. Remember that. Love, peace, and hair grease. Can't wait till you listen to the next week's show, because you're going to love the topic. And Kanye, do not count another man's money, because that's not a good thing to do. That's a girl move. Looking at another man's wallet, not so cool. Every day.